Coming up on ABC One after Anzac Day is a film about climate and changing your mind. Ex-Senator Nick Minchin, who's sceptical, goes on the road with Anna Rose, who's worried about climate. They went to see Professor Naomi Oreskes in San Diego, California, to find out why she decided to write her book Merchants of Doubt, revealing where climate change denial sprang from. Here's what happened.
Right, so in 2004 I did a study, an analysis of the scientific literature on the question of global climate change. And what we did was we had a hypothesis based on what was in the U.S. National Academy of Sciences review of climate science, in which they had said that the American scientific community agreed with the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that, quote, most of the observed warming over the past 50 years is likely to have been due to the increase in greenhouse gas concentrations. So our question was, well, how many papers published in peer-reviewed scientific literatures disagreed with that, right? So we really were curious about dissent, how much dissent was there. So we did an analysis using ISI, the Institute for Scientific Information Database, did a keyword word search on global climate change, downloaded all of the articles that met those criteria, and found that not one presented evidence, either theoretical or observational, to refute that National Academy conclusion. And that was really a shock to me, because I knew all of my colleagues here agreed with that, but this is one institution, and it seemed to me plausible that there would be some people out there who didn't agree. And of course, the people who don't agree get a lot of attention in the media. So that was really kind of a turning point moment for me, when I realized that within the scientific community, people actually doing the work, you know, crunching the numbers, building the models, going and measuring the ice cores, going out to sea, there was no debate that climate change was happening. The only debate really was how fast was it happening, how quickly would changes occur in the future, and how extensive were the impacts already. So arguments about what we call tempo and mode, the how of it, you know, how quickly, how fast, how bad, but not the basic fact of climate change and not the basic fact of it being driven by human activity. And so it was when I realized that the science was so secure, then we started wondering about, well, why do we all have this impression that there's a raging debate? And of course, what we learned in the next few years of doing research was, well, we have the impression of a debate because that's how the media consistently presents it. So I hope you won't present it that way. I hope you'll present it that we're having a conversation because Nick's a good guy and we want him on the right side of history. We want him on the right side of
always
science.
Happy to have a conversation.
You know, we don't want to leave you behind.
I have an open mind.
You know, good. No, I know. So, but I mean, the point is the media has consistently presented it as a debate. And so if people are confused about this issue, if people think there's a debate, well, no wonder. It's not their fault. This is what they've been told. Now, there's one more important piece of the story, of course, which is what we ended up learning when we wrote the book Merchants of Doubt. So why do the media present this debate? Well, one of the strategies that the tobacco industry pioneered going back to the 1950s was to convince the media that there was a debate. And so in the documents we found, in the tobacco legacy documents, we found extensive evidence of how the tobacco industry had developed an organized campaign to meet people like yourself to come and say, Anna, you know, we'd love to take you out to lunch and tell you our side of the story. We have these very interesting scientists who work for us, and they don't think tobacco's harmful, and we'd like you to present our side of the story. And this turned out to be extremely effective. And what we show in our research, what we learned from our research, was that that same strategy then has been applied to the climate change issue as well. Mm-hmm. So the media have really been bombarded with press releases, with white papers, with reports that assert that there's questions about the science. They assert that we don't really know, that there isn't a consensus, you know, that we don't know about the cloud feedbacks, and, you know, we're not really sure how significant CO2 is. All of these allegations, almost none of which are supported by peer-reviewed science, but all of which sound plausible or sound like an issue that, you know, a reasonable person ought to be open-minded about, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not to fault people for being open-minded, but it's to show that there really has been a deliberate campaign of manipulation. And that's a little bit of a hard thing to swallow, because none of us want to admit that we've been had. But the fact is that the American people really have been had on this issue, and the media have been had as well.
Mm. Okay.
So he changed
good
your
summary.
Mind?
Well, we're on a journey here.
Yeah. You're too pushy. Give him time. She's young and impatient.
Really? We don't have time to wait.
Well, you have a few more weeks.
We've got
a
couple of weeks, surely.
No, I mean in terms of climate change.
Yeah. Well, a couple of weeks.
Okay.
A couple of weeks is okay. A couple of decades, no. But a couple of weeks, yes, you know.
Naomi Oreskes in San Diego with Nick Minchin and Anna Rose. More from the film next week. I Can Change Your Mind About Climate will be on ABC One on Thursday, the 26th of April at 8:30 p.m., followed by a special Q&A.